A Practical Grammar of Northern Haida, Unit 1.1. Subjects and Predicates. We'll start our journey into Haida by looking at a few very simple sentences. Charlie Gatagung. Charlie Gatagung. Charlie is eating. Jenny Kajugung. Jenny Kajugung. Jenny is singing. Pat Nangung. Pat Nangung. Pat is playing. By comparing the Haida sentences and their English translations, we can quickly start to figure out a few things about how sentences in Haida work. Each of these sentences describes a person doing an action. There are two words, one for the person and one for the action. The word naming the person comes first, followed by the word naming the action. These are two different kinds of words in Haida, called nouns and verbs. Nouns are words which refer to people, animals, plants, places, things, or ideas. One of the simplest kinds of nouns are people's names, and that's what we'll be using here in the first few units. A verb is a word that refers to some action or event, such as eat, talk, dance, sing, or work. Verbs in Haida can change their form to express different shades of meaning. By adding different endings, we can describe actions that are happening now, have already happened in the past, or will happen sometime in the future. With other endings, we can describe actions that happen on a regular basis, or even actions that never happen at all. In each of our three example sentences, the noun, Charlie, Jenny, or Pat, is filling the role of subject. The subject is the one who carries out the action in the sentence. On the other hand, the verbs in each sentence, gatagung, kajugung, and nangung, are filling the role of predicate. The predicate is that part of the sentence that describes what action the subject is carrying out. If we put all of that together, we get a pattern that looks like this. You have a simple sentence that's made up of a subject and a predicate. The subject is the one who does the action, and the predicate is the action that the subject does. The role of subject is filled by a noun, in these cases, people's names. The role of the predicate is filled by a verb. When we look at sentence patterns like the one above, we will show the subject in green and the predicate in purple. So in our example sentences, such as Charlie Gatagung, Charlie is the subject, Gatagung is the predicate. Jenny Kajugung, Jenny is the subject, Kajugung is the predicate. Pat Nangung. Pat is the subject. Nangung is the predicate. At this point, we've learned more English terms, noun, verb, subject, predicate, than we have Haida terms. But as we go along, we'll see just how important these concepts are in helping us to express ourselves clearly and correctly in Haida.